When will our Lord come?
Our Lord will come at an hour that you do not expect, to keep you from the hour of testing which is about to come upon the whole world, because God has not destined us for wrath in the day of the Lord.
When will our Lord return to earth again?
Our Lord will return to earth again immediately after a great tribulation, such as has not occurred since the beginning of the world until now, nor ever will.
What will we experience when our Lord comes?
When our Lord comes, those of us asleep in Jesus will return with him to be rejoined forever to our resurrected bodies. Those of us still living will be raptured with them to meet him in the air, where we all will be imperishably, immortally glorified when we see him as he is.
What will follow our glorification?
Following our glorification, we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ.
What will happen to those left behind after we are raptured?
Those left behind after we are raptured will enter into a period of 7 literal years of terrifying, catastrophic ordeals of the wrath of God and of the Lamb.
How will the 7 years of God's wrath terminate?
The 7 years of God's wrath will terminate with our Lord's return to earth to rule and reign.
How long will our Lord rule and reign upon the earth?
Our Lord will rule and reign upon the earth for 1,000 literal years.
What will follow our Lord's 1,000-year reign upon the earth?
Following our Lord's 1,000-year reign upon the earth, the devil and his angels, and all whose names are not written in the book of life, will be cast into the lake of fire forever.
What will be the eternal future for those whose names are written in the book of life?
The eternal future for those whose names are written in the book of life will be sinless, sorrowless, painless, tearless, deathless, inexpressibly glorious life in a new heaven and a new earth, and a beautifully adorned holy city, the New Jerusalem.
Since we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth, what should we be doing?
Since we are looking for a new heaven and a new earth, we should be making every effort so that we will be found by our Lord to be without spot or blemish and at peace.
Finally, Christians, what shall be the eternal end?
The eternal end shall be that God shall be all in all, that the Lamb shall be served by us who see his face, and that these divine persons shall receive from every created thing blessing and honor, glory and power, dominion and praise forever and ever. Amen and amen.